A reading from the Gospel of John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Gospel of the Lord. As we gather to conclude our 2007 DSI Assembly, in the context of the Eucharist, in the breaking of the Word and the breaking of bread, I'm reminded of lyrics from David Haas. We come to hear our story. We come to break the bread. We come to know our rising from the dead. Eucharist is a celebration of God among us, a celebration of who we are, and an affirmation that just as Jesus rose from the dead, so will we rise from our many deaths. This particular gospel today comes out of the Johannine community, a community very different from our own. Yet the Word of God is alive, and the words spoken then are relevant to us today. Do not let your hearts be troubled. But in reality, our hearts are heavy. This week, the sufferings of our world flashed before our eyes and our hearts as we reflected together on the millennium goals. As we received news from Iraq, Somalia, Zimbabwe, we were told we have family in 101 countries and on every single continent. The sufferings of the poor, of women, of children, of victims and victimizers are all around us. And we have our own congregations and personal burdens as well. How could our hearts not be heavy? That, however, is not the whole story. Because at the center of our story is the person of Jesus Christ, who walked with us in truth. And through his life, death, and resurrection, brings us from death to fullness of life. This Jesus calls us to discipleship. At the center of our story is a believing community. In fact, not so much different from the Johannine community. community call to come, follow me. A community who consistently hears the words, keep my command, remain in me. Love one another as I have loved you. We are not alone to imagine and want a different world. We have brothers and sisters who need another kind of world to survive. And there is also one who goes before us. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? You have faith in God. Have faith also in me and in one another. Jesus today tells us, I walked your way. I walk with you now. I am the way. I experienced your reality. I truly know you. I am the truth. I shared your life. I share it with you now. I am the life, and I lead my people to fullness of life. At the center of our story is also a man from Kahawaika, a man whose tears were abundant. What will become of sins? Yet this man was joyful, radiant, full of compassion. At the center of our story is also a woman from Siena, whose inner resources allowed her to reach out to the poor, the sick, to prisoners. We are called to walk in their footsteps also. Dominic left us a way of life he inherited from the first disciples, to proclaim the good news from a contemplative stance. During this year, celebrating the 800th anniversary of our family, one of the first things we rediscovered is that our preaching is grounded in and comes out of our faith, our prayer, our study, and our silence. It is there, in quietness before God, that we gather the inner resources that allow our heavy hearts not to be troubled. Because in that space, we discover again and again that what we are called to proclaim is bigger than we are, bigger than our community. In my father's house, there are many dwellings. Before a world of so much suffering, we absolutely need to respond with different gifts. The Father's dwelling is here and now. Every single member of the family is needed to widen the vision of what another world could possibly look like, and to act, to affirm, to enable, so that dreams and vision can become reality. Our greatest gift is the Word, broken in prayer, opened in community, pondered in silence, and proclaimed boldly and courageously. We all know Dominicans who do that. We are called to support one another in living out this Dominican charism, to claim our identity as preachers. We are called to collaboration, to widen our tents, to expand the horizon of our preaching within our family, within our communities, beyond our usual frontiers. We need to create a place for one another in our hearts and to invite others to the table so that the word can be broken and can move forward. I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you also may be. Where is the Christ, the suffering servant today, if not in the migrant, in the poor, in the excluded? Thomas's question then becomes our question, doesn't it? We do not know where you are taking us. If we follow where your word leads, we may have to leave the space, that place where we're comfortable, know we can make a contribution and are competent. What are you asking of us? Where are you taking us? And how do we get there? And our story moves on. This Jesus who calls us to go beyond what we can imagine conquered sin, death, rose from the dead. In our story, we come to know our rising from the dead. Damien Byrne said it this way: we must struggle with significant issues for the gospel to be powerfully proclaimed. Our task is to proclaim the hope of the gospel and preach to the limits of our vision, even though we do not yet fully embody that vision. Called to be itinerant preachers, we move from place to place, knowing that the place where we land has already been prepared for us, because God dwells there, and so do our brothers and sisters. Together, we are called to proclaim our lives, our community, and our commitments, a story of good news. In the holy preaching, the word is our way. The word leads us to truth, the truth that makes us free. And the word renews us, enabling us to bring hope and new life. Jesus tells Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, the life." Anchored on the word, our hearts may be heavy, but they are not troubled. A new kind of world is definitely possible. That is our story.